Okay, that's great. Can you tell me a little bit about your neighborhood in Roswell and where you live in Roswell? How long you've lived there?
Okay, I've lived in Roswell for just about 10 years now, maybe 9.5, 10 years, and I live in Spring Ridge. It's a subdivision off, which is very close to the mall there, the North Point Mall. It's actually kind of old on Roswell standards for a subdivision, but not as old as some. It's maybe getting close to 20 years old as a subdivision, maybe more like 15. It's but then there's a lot of places around there that have been built in the last 5 years, so it is kind of old for those standards. There's a lot of kids. It's a very kid-oriented community. A lot of families, not older generation people, not new families, but a lot of kids with people with kids that are like 10 and up there. A lot of kids actually my age that had gone through middle school and high school with me and graduated and gone to college now. But
is it within the city limits of Roswell or outside?
I think it's outside. It's right on the edge. We're right by Alpharetta. If you drive towards the mall, it's like maybe a 2 minute drive and you hit the Alpharetta city limits. So
it's probably an unincorporated.
I'm not sure if it's technically just within, but it's not right towards like downtown Roswell. It's pretty far from that, but I don't think
it's.
How
long does it take to get there if you wanted to go to downtown?
Downtown Roswell, depending on traffic, about 10 or 15 minutes. You have to cross over 400 from where I live and go down Alpharetta Highway, some back roads.
Okay, and do you know what county it is that you're in?
Fulton County.
Do you know if it used to be a different county?
I've heard that. I don't know the exact history of it. Was it Milton before? I think it was Milton before, and they want it to be Milton again, some people in that area, which has kind of just been something that's been going on forever. I've always heard when I was in school, because it has to do with school rezoning and things like that, why people want it to be Milton again, but it was Milton when I've been there. But
Do you think that the local folks want to disassociate themselves with other things that happen in Fulton County?
I think so, yeah. A lot of the, not particularly people my age, because we don't really have much stake in the fact that it's Fulton or not, besides school-wise. And for us, we're North Fulton, so it doesn't really affect our schools very much. They're still pretty well off, and it's not really affecting us. But I know a lot of the older generation parents of and grandparents, things like that, want it to be Milton because they just don't want to be part of Fulton anymore, and they don't want to be associated with a lot of the Fulton things.
Okay. Is this a something that happens with just because of taxes? Or?
I'm not 100% clear on it, because my parents were relatively new to the area and didn't particularly care either way, because they just like the area that we live in. But I think it has to do with taxing and with I always heard a lot about it with schools, in that some people didn't like that schools in South Fulton were getting money that they thought should go, that they were paying, that they thought should go to their kids in North Fulton schools, even though I think the North Fulton schools were fine anyway. I don't really think they needed much more money, but a lot of people just think they wanted to keep, I guess, their money in their area instead of letting it go through all of Fulton County, which is pretty large.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you've lived other places.
Yes.
Could you tell me about them?
I lived in Cranston, Rhode Island from when I was born until I was about 10, and Cranston is really tiny. It's large on Rhode Island standards, because Rhode Island is pretty tiny overall, but it's tiny compared to anything around here. I was like a second from Providence and about 20 minutes from the beach, the coast of Rhode Island, so very different, because I was used to going, especially to the beach when I was a kid, just like, you know, we pick up and go to the beach, and here, if you want to get to a beach from in town, like Atlanta area, it's like a 4-hour drive, which is so weird for me, but I've gotten used to it now. But when I first moved here, it was kind of upsetting.
So you've just lived in two places?
Yeah, just two.
Two houses?
I was born in one house, or born and then brought to one house. My parents didn't birth me at home or anything like that.